Good morning, sir. You are out of town, and that means I don't get to see you for a few days. So I thought maybe as a special treat while you're away, I could tell you what it is that I think about when I think about you. When I'm cozy in bed, with the lights off and my eyes closed, where it is that I let my mind wander as I let my hands wander. I usually imagine that I've been teasing you all day, sending you pictures and naughty messages when I know damn well you're at work, when I know you're gonna end up blushing and having to hide at your desk for a little bit until you can calm down. You know, just like I do most days. I love when you sneak off and send me a picture of your cock straining against your jeans. I always think of it as my little reward for being such a good slut for you. So I imagine that I've been driving you crazy. So crazy, we have to meet up. We have to make plans. Sometimes it's my place, sometimes it's yours. But I usually imagine a hotel. Just somewhere neutral, where nobody knows us and there are no distractions. Just us and this great big bed. I picture myself having gotten there first and gotten comfortable. When you arrive, I'm in a cotton dress and bare feet. And you just walk straight towards me, crossing the room like a predator seeking his prey. You pull me close, your hand on my ass, pulling my hips to yours, and you nip the side of my neck with your teeth by way of greeting. You know that I love nursing your cock to attention in my mouth, but in this fantasy, you walk in hard from all the anticipation we've worked up over the course of the day. When you press up against me, I can feel you under the rough fabric of your jeans, and I give my hips a little wiggle to rub against you as you pin my body to yours. You tell me how fun I am to play with, how much you enjoyed the teasing, and that you are so looking forward to taking what's yours. You step back and tell me to take off my dress. I peel it off slowly, pulling it up and over my head, and then take off my bra when you instruct me to. I feel a little chill run over my skin as the cool air in the room caresses my body and my nipples harden to peaks. Though, let's be honest, my nipples are pretty much always peaked from the moment I lay eyes on you. You compliment me on the panties you picked out for me this morning, and then you tell me to take those off too. I push them down over my hips, step out of them, and then lock my eyes to your face as you take in the sight of me naked and at your beck and call. There's that hungry look in your eyes as you take in my tits, my stomach, my hips, thighs, mound. And then your lips twitch into a smile as you tell me to get on my knees. I kneel in front of you and can't help but rub at your hard-on through your pants. You feel so good in my hands, and I can't wait to have your gorgeous cock inside me. But you're gonna make me wait, and you're gonna make me work for it. I slowly unbuckle your belt and then unbutton your jeans. The sound of your zipper being undone makes my whole body spark to attention. It's a promise and a threat all in one. I tug your pants down just a little, and then work your cock out and wrap my fingers around it. I give you a few slow, light strokes as I look up and watch your face. My eyes search yours for approval, encouragement, and you give me a wordless nod. You don't have to give me this order. You know my mouth is already watering for you. I look at your cock head slowly, massaging my tongue around the entire ridge, before focusing on the underside a few moments. My hand wraps around the base of your cock, and then I take you into my mouth and start sucking. I hear your breath catch, and it makes my clit throb in response. I just get so turned on knowing I'm pleasing you. You bring your hands to the top of my head and hold me steady as you start moving your hips, fucking my mouth gently as I stroke your shaft with my tongue. I love the taste of you, the weight, the thickness, the feel of your skin pushing through my lips. My free hand wanders down to start rubbing my clit, and I can't stop moaning around your cock. In the moments of silence when we're both catching our breath, you can hear how wet I'm getting. When you pull out, I actually whimper. I want to feel you twitching and throbbing and splashing in my mouth, but that's not what you have in mind for tonight. You tell me to get on the bed, and the hard edge in your voice sends a thrilled shiver up my spine. I know from your tone that I'm about to be fucked, senseless, and I cannot wait. You finish undressing, revealing a chest I'd love to kiss, thighs I'd love to rub myself against. You toss your clothes aside in a heap, and your eyes are all smug amusement as you watch me practically tremble with lust for you. You tell me, no, you order me to lie back and spread my legs. And once I do, you crawl onto the bed to kneel between my knees. You put a hand on each of my thighs and squeeze, your fingertips digging into me a little. And then you force me wider. My hips buck in response on pure instinct. You arch an eyebrow at me and bring one of your hands between my legs. You ready for me, slut? You ask, as you slide two fingers into my pussy. I nod frantically. You've ordered me to always be ready for you, and here's your proof that I am. I'm practically dripping, and I tighten around you desperately as you work your fingers in and out. You stroke your dick with your left hand as you finger fuck me with your right. My hands grab fistfuls of the sheets, and I wail as you crook your fingertips to rub at my G-spot. You have me writhing on the bed, and God, I don't want to wait anymore. Please. Please what? Please, sir. I need you to fuck me. I gasp as you slide your fingers out, and I watch as you suck on them slowly, tasting me. You give a soft growl of approval, and then you're on top of me, the tip of your dick pressed against my needy cunt. You pause and tease me with the smallest of movements until I am begging, begging, begging. And then you push into me roughly. I'm so wet you can slide right in, but you give me a moment to adjust to your cock stretching me out. God, you feel so fucking good, and I've been thinking about this delicious ache all day. The feeling of your body filling mine right where I need you. I arch my back as the pleasure of it all ripples through me, and then you start to move. You fuck me slow and hard, shoving your cock deep into me over and over and over as your fingers dig into my hips. You're claiming me, taking what you want from me, using me to meet your own needs. And holy fuck, does it feel good for me too. The stroke of your cockhead inside me is absolutely intoxicating, and I feel drunk with ecstasy as my tits jiggle with every one of your thrusts. You praise me then, telling me I'm your good slut, that I look gorgeous, that I'm taking your cock just how you want me to. Your words turn me on so much I can barely think. I can feel my orgasm building, and from the sound of your moans and sighs, I know you're getting close too. You pick up the pace, fucking me faster, harder, and you bring one of your hands to my neck. Your fingers wrap around my throat, squeezing lightly, and in this moment I feel helpless and pinned completely at your mercy. My whimpers rise in pitch. I'm so, so close, and you growl and order me to squeeze. I clamp my pussy tight around your cock, and the pressure is so intense that I'm coming, my walls spasming and fluttering around you as you follow me over the edge. You push forward roughly with each twitch, pumping your cum into me with a groan as I practically sob through my orgasm. That's usually where my fantasy ends, as I'm gasping and writhing on my darkened room, coming down off the high of imagined sex with you. As if it could possibly hope to compare to the real thing. And that's where I'll be tonight, thinking of you while you're away. And I hope that, for at least a little bit, you'll think of me too.